If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending to new lows, growing your savings to new previously undreamt of heights, and demolishing your debt once and for all. Imagine all of your debt. And trust me, I've heard from everybody out there. Everybody. No amount is too high. Whatever kind of debt you're claiming right now, trust me, I've heard of worse. Imagine that debt being gone, that chain being lifted from your ankle. What would the possibilities be for you starting a new business, sending your kids to a different school, just a retirement plan that you never thought possible if you had no debt? Well, here's where we get started on that, gang. Thanks for hanging out. Huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates, all of our listeners. I tell you what, guys, I hope this never starts sounding old because I got to say it again and again. The emails coming in, the texts coming in, the Facebook feedback coming in, you guys are the best. You know you're the best. I hope you know you're the best. Thank you so much to all of you, especially, no particular order, Linda T. listening in from beautiful Portland, Oregon. Diane Shelton listening in from Olive Branch, Mississippi, not far from Memphis, where we're also getting some great play. With the fabulous feedback on our BizTalk podcast, we are getting, I mentioned this last week, we heard from BizTalk a couple of weeks ago how we were, I think, of all of their amazing, wonderful shows that they have there on BizTalk, we had a record 11,000 downloads of our show right there at the site. Heaven knows from other, you know, outlets as well. It was just amazing. It's all thanks to all of you. Thank you so much for all of your work. And a huge shout out. You know who you are. I love your emails. Keep them coming. Mitchell Meeks and Linda E., super fans listening in from Super Talk, Mississippi, as we head towards 90 stations coast to coast, saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand. It was toffee cream or something last week. I blitzed through that. I had one bag. It's gone now. I'm going with, what is this? Not a minty. It's like a mocha type thing. Chocolatey. Very good stuff. Raising my mug to all of you in salute. Tony says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you're not drinking coffee at the moment, it's okay. I'll do enough for both of us. Cuz, say it with me, that's just the type of team player I am. So last week, in and amongst the many bits of subject matter we talked about, I briefly touched on the fact that my kids are heading back to school, and the back to school stuff is always, always such a trip. I've got the best kids on earth. I am so blessed. I hear from so many other parents, and we all have our ups and downs and everything else. But when it comes to parents, I hear from grandparents, everything else, they love their kids. I've been blessed with incredibly great kids. I'm going to miss them terribly when they head back to school. Getting them ready for school is always a trip. I'm glad we were able to help some people save some money with that. And I touched briefly upon the fact that I was born and raised a proud public school brat. My folks, you know, you hear dad on the real estate segment when we're talking about the biggest goal for real estate, if you're going to be thinking about, you know, buying something new, whether you have kids or you don't have kids, always aim for the biggest fixer-upper, the most structurally sturdy, fabulous fixer-upper in the best public school district you can find. That was a mantra for my folks growing up. They built an incredible bit of wealth by doing that one simple thing time and time again, the various places we lived in. And now they've been, you know, decades, my God, 40 plus years here outside the Philadelphia area. It's an unbelievable way of doing things. And it's something that Victor and I, you know, embraced as well when we were looking for a house. We purchased a fixer-upper, capital F, capital upper, when it came to our own real estate decision-making. And we did it in a real estate area with a great school as well. When I talked about how, for all of my talk about buying a fixer in a great school district, this is a great school district that my kids are, you know, that we live in. However, we made the choice to send our kids to private school. Victor is a public school brat. I am a public school brat. We both went to great public schools. We have no slam for public schools. Honest to God, getting off on a mild tangent here. As we ramp up for school, I just want to take a moment and encourage all of my other fellow parents of school-age kids just to get a little bag of rose petals that you can throw at the feet of our teachers in this nation as they ramp up for another year. God bless them. I've known teachers, you know, I'm 50. You know that I just turned 50. I've got friends ever since childhood. A lot of them grew to be teachers, and I always loved my teachers. I always respected, for all of my cluelessness in school, I always recognized how hard they were working. And now, you know, 20, 30 years down the road, a new generation of teachers, a new generation of kids being taught by them, I have to say that I feel like the workload for today's teachers is easily double what they had when I was back in school, you know, a zillion years ago. So I just want to throw a few rose petals verbally at the feet of all of our educators out there. God bless you for what you do, whether you're in a public school system, a private school system, whatever school system. If you were in charge of molding young minds today, I am tipping my radio hat to you all, as should everyone else out there. And when I discussed sending my kids to a private school, even though we live in a really decent public school district, I got a ton of verbiage from you guys. All of it fantastic. I loved it. People were saying, yeah, there's nothing wrong with going the private school route, but how do you pay for it? That's always the big thing that I've been getting from people. How the heck are you, with all of your talk on saving money and everything else, you know, shelling out serious wads of cash each year for private school? Well, here's how we did it. And here's why we did it. When we first had kids, and Katie's my oldest, you know that, and we were, you know, we had to church every week, we never really thought about sending our kids to Catholic school until my beautiful daughter made a couple of amazing little friends in her little church group, just beloved, really helped bring her out of her shell. She was all social. She loved it. My delightful, beautiful little girl made these incredible, just friends to the marrow, best friends. We could see it happening, and they were both going to attend the school attached to our church, a very well-renowned Catholic school, a.k.a. private school. So Victor and I are looking at each other when Katie turns 5, like, oh my God, are we really going to do this? Because we have a decent elementary school. There were a couple of things that I wanted for my kids that I had in my own elementary school, my own public elementary school growing up. I wanted there to be a tremendous diversity of students. I wanted there to be a big background of different, you know, different cultures and different backgrounds and different earning levels and different everything there was. And I wanted to make sure that the demographics of my own elementary school closely matched the demographics of my own kids' elementary school. And when I looked at the demographics of the little private Catholic school, not little, it's pretty darn big, of the Catholic school attached to this church, I wanted to see parents that were deeply involved up to their necks in their kids' education. I wanted to see a bunch of kids. I wanted to see a more diverse grouping than I'd seen in other public schools. And I found it here in this school. So then, yada, yada, a lot of talk later. We're like, okay, we're going to do this. Here's how much it costs per year. What are we going to do to make it happen? And you got to remember, I'm laying this on Victor as, you know, a work from home radio talk jockey, you know, not a huge amount of cash coming in at the time for that sort of thing. So you got to realize he's under the gun here. It's not good. So we crunched some numbers and we realized, okay, for our local Catholic school, it's going to cost X amount for one kid. And of course, we knew Robbie was going to go to it as well. And it was some serious coin. We're talking, you know, a couple hundred a week to make sure that, you know, this can happen. Well, actually, close to, let's see, when Katie was first going there, it was about $100 a week that we'd have to shell out when all was said and done to make sure that she was ensconced in this school. How do you do that? That's not a small amount of money. So when I was talking to other people about this and they said, you know, they would have just gone with public school, or no, good for you for going with a private school, the talk really gravitated towards, tell me how I can make this work as well. Tell me, because I, you know, nothing against, for God's sake, nothing against the public schools where you may live. But if you find that your kid is, or your grandkid, whoever, whatever kids in your life, are going to have a better fit in a local private school and you're dancing on the edge thinking, can I afford this? Can I not afford this? I'm hearing from too many people to count. I got another handful of papers here on how to make it happen. It's not easy, but here's how some parents are doing it in no particular order. Number one, there's more financial aid out there than you might think is even possible. So you want to pursue every penny of financial aid the school offers. Get in there respectfully. You're well-dressed. We're looking so forward to being at the school. We're really thinking about it. Please tell me a bit about your financial aid. And if the first offer doesn't meet your needs, don't assume it's set in stone. According to one parent that I'm reading from here, spending 5 minutes writing a gracious letter asking for more help has netted thousands in extra assistance. So that 5 minutes of work, or better yet, spend an hour uninterrupted writing this gracious letter, gratitude, respect, you know, maturity, and asking for more help, talking about how it's going to impact your kid, has netted thousands in extra assistance. Now, if you're appealing a financial aid offer, this is nothing that Victor and I ever did. We went another route, another one that's listed here. But if you are appealing a financial aid offer, be sure to mention any unusual circumstances that can make your finances tighter than they appear. Okay, like maybe perhaps there's a health issue going on in your house that's robbing your household of, you know, money that you otherwise would have had. The worst they can do is turn you down. Okay, I got time for one more before the break. Scholarships. Scholarships have exploded thanks to wonderful, wonderful, amazing citizens. Private citizens oftentimes are setting up these scholarships, local Fortune 500 companies. They're just under the radar and you can't find them that well. Find them and apply and cast your net widely, I'm being told, if you're committed to a private schooling and you'll expect you'll need a scholarship to make it happen. And then look beyond the school, too. There might be a community or a civic group offering scholarships to bright students whose families cannot afford tuition. Go out and find them. Here's the next thing. I got about 25 pieces of paper here. I'm on page one still. When we get back after the break, more ways you can make private school a reality, even on a tight budget. You all stay tuned.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, touching on an interesting topic today that honestly I never thought I would delve into until I got the huge response from all of our listeners, coast to coast. This is in every state that we have stations in. I could not believe the response on social media. I got texts to my phone. I got emails. I got Facebook feedback. This is something that's of interest to far more people than I thought. And actually, it shouldn't surprise me because I'm pretty ordinary. I'm pretty boring. I'm pretty average. And when the idea of this concept grabbed Victor and I, we held on to it and didn't let go. So why should it not be the same for all of our beloved, amazing, cool listeners out there? We're talking about, you ready for this? The public school brat, which is me, and my husband, also a public school brat. We were all raised by public school, you know, families, parents, not a private school in the entire family tree until now. And we ended up sending our kids to private school. Not a fancy schmancy over the top. Oh, my God, it costs $50,000 a year. Hell no. But we did send them to a local private school, our local Catholic school. And we are so glad every single year for having made that decision. Now, don't get me wrong. I got a throwdown with some of the teachers there once in a while, just like any other school, sometimes with the administration. Nothing's a perfect match, right? But when it comes to my kids, they are thriving in a way that makes it all the more satisfying when we do this every year. Now, don't get me wrong. I'd much rather have thousands of dollars in the bank some days. But when you look at it and you realize how much your kids are benefiting from that particular arrangement, and maybe you have kids or grandkids that you think, you know what, given my kids', you know, disposition, or given their, who knows, their personalities, whatever it is, I had kids. And I have kids that would have done perfectly well in the local public school system. We have an amazing public school system here in Pennsylvania, and we live in a fantastic community where we have a great school. I can't say that often enough. We decided to go with this school because my daughter, my eldest, the first one who was going to go into school, made some amazing friends who were also going to this school. And we thought socially everything else would be fun. And of course, my son is going to go to the same school. And he has loved it. Now, don't get me wrong. Again, as a loudmouth, I've had a tussle and a throwdown with plenty of times with this school. And as any, you know, loudmouth parent probably will, does not diminish in any way, shape, or form my immense respect for anybody who runs, teaches, you know, makes operate today's school system. God bless every single one of you. But I got a huge amount of mail from people. How in the blankety blank did you afford this when you had, you know, one income coming in, very tight budget, all that other stuff we're trying to save for retirement at the same time? And I not only was able to share some stuff, but I got loads of great advice. And so we're getting back to that. We talked before the break about getting financial aid. Get on Google. Spend an afternoon figuring out what's near you and start plugging it. Now, Victor and I did not do this. We went a different route that we're going to cover in just a minute. But apparently, there is far more financial aid, scholarships. Cast that net widely, they say. Make it happen. Here is an interesting one that I heard from. It has to be about four separate people who told me about this. Discounts You know I love a good discount. You know what can get you a good discount? If you work for the school. You don't have to have a bachelor's or a master's degree in education like so many of our fine educators do these days. If you work for the school, you might get a discount on tuition. I have talked to people who have worked as janitors in the school, who have hotel and restaurant management degrees, who work in the cafeteria at the school. If you have a job at the school, people who are receptionists, people who answer the phones in the main office, if you work for the school, chances are outstanding. Don't believe me. Believe these other people who are sending me these notes. You will get a discount on tuition. I love this. You might also want to check with your church, your synagogue, your place of worship, if it has an affiliation with a private school. Because here's the thing, it may offer far lower tuition for church members or discounts for your synagogue based on anything, a letter of recommendation, you name it. I love this. Next one, and this is if you want to go especially for financial aid. They're saying right flat out here, and this is inside information. If you're looking for financial aid for your kids to go to a private school, go to work. Simple as that. If one spouse stays home, okay, you might want to think about considering sprucing up that resume and consider this message directly from an academy that shall remain unnamed, but I love the input, where tuition exceeds that of many private colleges. They say flat out there, if you're looking for financial aid, they have the expectation that each parent in a family will work. So when a parent of a financial aid applicant's not working, it'll be important for the family to provide a complete explanation of why that is the case. Chances are excellent they're probably both working, whether inside the home or out, but you get the point. Now, here is the strategy that Victor and I used when we had two beautiful kids, incredibly strapped for cash, incredibly strapped for, you know, putting things in savings and retirement and everything else. Here's my number one method for affording a decent, really high quality, I must say, private school. Live cheap, okay? Old cars, lots of home cooking. Maybe, you know, curtail that, you know, coast-to-coast trip and instead travel somewhere nearby, locally, not a sleepover for your vacations. All the things that Victor and I did, and we made it happen, because there are plenty of ways to tighten up on other costs. And when you do it on a regular basis, when it becomes second nature to you, and you see that money going cha-ching, 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 ratcheting up in your bank account, there is something so freaking satisfying about that, you guys. And knowing that even on an incredibly tight budget, you're paying down debt, you're enjoying fabulous food, you're getting wherever you need to in that car, you're living in a house that you love, and your kids are going to private school. There's just something deeply, deeply satisfying about that. When you know you've got your kids in a school that they're going to be happy in, that they're going to thrive in, maybe that private school has programs in it that you weren't going to find somewhere else, knowing that your hard work and your effort has resulted in not only a roof over their head and good food on the table and fun day trips out and everything else. And I got news for you. The kids couldn't blankety blank care less if they're driving around in an old car. They couldn't care less if they're having macaroni and cheese again for dinner because they love it. They don't care. I'm hearing from people saying they had to buy the car with the screen in the back because the kids get bored if they don't have a movie when they're going to the supermarket. Soda just about came out my nose. That is the disconnect between some people these days. Love everyone out there. When I'm hearing about expectations, so they're expecting, you know, God bless. And I got news for the parents. The kids, honestly, they might have a little bit of downtime where they say, hey, why can't I watch XYZ on my way to the supermarket in the car? But trust me, within a couple of days, you're going to be fine with the license plate game or reading a book or just snacking on those goldfish crackers. I'm telling you right now, it can be done. One family that I heard from decided to stay in their townhouse and completely just cut their expenses to the bone to send their four young children to private school on one very modest income, all right? They told me their income. I'm not going to share it here, but holy smokes. They never dine out. They eat at home around a table. They clean up the table together. They do the dishes together. They don't go on vacation. They don't go to the movies. They buy a DVD when it comes on sale. They make some popcorn. They have sleepovers. They drive 10-year-old cars. Hey, you know what? That's a new car to me, so I'm loving that. They clip coupons, something I do not. They hunt for sales. They avoid magazine subscriptions. They give each other very modest gifts for Christmas. And you know what? Their four kids are going to private school. That's what I'm talking about. They don't spend a penny. They don't have to. And if this is your strategy as well, I'm telling you right now, and of all of the various strategies, whether trying to track down some financial aid or go after whatever, maybe there's an app for that, whatever it is, I'm telling you right now, from my personal experience, just sitting down, taking a deep honking breath and saying, you know what? I got about 55,000 things I could cut, you know, when it comes to spending, and we got that money right here. It is incredibly empowering. It is emboldening. It absolutely makes you stand up just a little bit straighter, and it's something that I recommend for everybody. You are not stuck. Wherever you are, if you're in a great school district or a lacking school district, get your kids where you want them to go. Don't let anything hold you back. You are the ones in control of your destiny, be it financial or educational, and I want to see it happen. More after the break.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 12 packs of ballpoint stick pens are just 97 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, offers end 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show talking about ways that you and your family can afford a private school education, not one of these crazy $75,000 a year private. I didn't pay that for college. The college that I went to, Penn State, doesn't even cost that today. But we're talking about if you find yourself just thinking around the edges of your imagination about sending your kids to a private school, a Catholic school, you know, a religious school, whatever type, and you're thinking, you know what, that's ridiculous. I went to public school. My spouse went to public school. Everybody in my family went to public school. We're not the private school type. But you find yourself thinking, you know, what if? What if we could be in a school where it's a little better fit for my kid? Maybe my kid has special things going on where this private school is a far better fit. I want you to start thinking outside the box. I want you thinking in so many ways. Before we even talked about this subject, we talked about thinking outside the box and thinking a little bolder and bigger about starting your own business, moving up to a different house, you know, going and planning an amazing retirement that nobody in your family tree ever thought of before. This is no different. If you find yourself, you know, sort of playing with the idea of sending your beautiful, amazing kids instead of one of the hardworking public schools, you're thinking about sending them to one of the hardworking private schools, I want you to put pen to paper, find out how much it is. And we talked before the break about, you know, going after financial aid, maybe going after some sort of a barter arrangement with the school. Strategies that I have heard from so many people coast to coast that they have done with great success. The way that Victor and I handled this when we were on a very tight budget when the kids first started school, it was simply just cutting back. It was something we knew how to do well. We were both on the same page when it came to what we were happy to sacrifice. We didn't go out. We didn't eat out. We still drive the same older cars with great joy and love. We do our own home repairs where we can. We were just on the same book page with that. It worked out pretty well. So there are many ways to do this. Here is one that's starting to really interest me a lot. I like this. And this is something where it's kind of a hybrid of what Victor and I are thinking about doing too. You've got a lot of people out there who are very blessed. Their kids are very blessed in that they have family and friends who have given, you know, at birthday times and, holidays, whatever. They put that little bit of money towards college. Hey, kid, this is for college. Hey there, darling grandson, darling granddaughter, this is for college. And you put it into a college account. I'm hearing from a lot of people, more than I thought I would, where they're taking these education accounts. I'm no longer calling it a college account. I'm now calling it an education account because that's exactly where the money's going. And they're putting it towards a modestly priced elementary school, middle school, high school instead. A private elementary, middle school, high school instead of putting the money towards college. And this kind of perked my ears up a little bit because it's kind of a hybrid of what Victor and I are thinking. Every year, from both Victor's family and my family, we are so blessed. You know, you get a couple of bucks, you know, for Christmas or holidays or who knows what, for a birthday. And we have been saving it up in their bank accounts. You know, you've got some families where you hear later on, oh, the parents spent the money or whatever else and dug on it. That's frustrating as heck. But in our household, we are total geeks when it comes to saving for education. And every time they got a $5 bill or a $10 bill or who knows what coming in for their birthday or the holidays, this is for your education. It went into their education account. And it's now at a point where they're certainly, you know, they can go to whatever college they want to. But one thing that I'm finding as I connect with amazing people coast to coast. We did a fantastic show not too long ago about self-made American millionaires. And you want to know one of the most fabulous, phenomenal discoveries I found out was that not only did these millionaires not go to some Ivy League college, but a disproportionate number of them went to a local community college. And they absolutely hit it out of the park. And they got all of the skills, all of the networking, all of the, you know, team wonderful camaraderie that I personally experienced at a state university that I went to. It costs a fraction of what you'd normally for going to a local community college, going to a local community college campus, the money saved in just room and board and food and travel and tuition and expense. And they're walking out of these community colleges. I now know no fewer than about 10 self-made millionaires who did it putting themselves through community college. Now, here's what we have. Victor and I are very blessed in that our frugal ways have paid off, where we can now put all the money that we need to towards the kids' Catholic school education. If you have a private school, you're going to as well. My long-winded points are, if you have a college account set up for your kids and you're putting pen to paper and realizing that you could invest that now in a private school for your kids, a wonderfully conservatively priced, not over the top, not $100,000 a year sort of crazy idea for the numbers I'm hearing are nuts. But if you have your eye on a local school, a local private school, it's modestly enough priced so you're thinking about doing it, and you suddenly have the aha moment where you realize you have money put away for their, you know, education, college or otherwise, think about investing it in this local private school instead, like we are doing. And now what we're doing is, well, we can afford to pay for this private school out of our own pockets. And what we're doing with their college accounts is we have it in an ever-growing account, a very modest account with modest growth, but it's going to go nice and high on this. And what we're going to encourage them to do with it, honestly, is either put it towards an outstanding community college. Imagine your kids having a private school education through high school, a college education that is 100% paid for by the time they're out of college, zero student loan debt. The discipline that is instilled in these kids that I'm finding time and time again in these private schools is lending itself magnificently to a successful college career time and time again. I'm going to say this over again because it's important. The discipline and the self-respect and the hard work and the focus that I'm seeing instilled in the vast majority of these kids I'm hearing about at these local private schools and public schools as well. I can't say it often enough. I'm a public school brat. I turned out okay. No jail time yet. But what I'm seeing time and again, in all seriousness, the focus, the hard work, the diversity, the professionalism, the, I say this as a compliment, in-your-face parenting that I'm seeing that matches my own in-your-face parenting that sometimes can be lacking in other schools, I'm finding it to be a perfect ramping for these kids to just springboard into success. The hard work that I'm seeing instilled can be a little, I tell you what, sometimes it's a little eyebrow raising, the discipline they're expecting in these kids. But I'm realizing that down the road, the discipline that they are exhibiting on a daily basis, the hard work, the expectations being met in this school, it's ramping them up for an adulthood and a maturity that I cannot wait to see what these kids do with it. And if you were to match that with a fantastic top quality nearby local community college education and see what they do with that when they walk out with their college degree at zero debt, amazing focus and a hard work ethic that you would just wish for everybody, it is exciting to think about. So what we're thinking about doing is taking their college funds that we have, you know, setting there for them. Imagine what you would do if you had, oh, let's say $10,000 in a college account, $10,000 in a college account that you then let sit there and you turned into your child's retirement account. Do you want to know? This is fun. Do you want to know what happens when you leave $10,000 alone in a college fund and you let it mature just a few more decades and you hand it to them for their retirement when they turn 65, 70, whatever it is? You want me to do a little math for you? I'm smiling already. You ready for this? $10,000. That could go to, if you need to, you can send it to your, you know, kid's private school education. You could give it to them for maybe a half a semester of, you know, a huge, large university. But if your kids go to a local community college come out debt-free with a great education and an amazing hard work ethic, and you take that 10 grand that you had saved for college and you put it into a standard, basic, nothing crazy, no, you know, not a lot of oversight required for it, 10 grand in a retirement account for your kids, here's what you get. I'm on this site. I'm on the site constantly because I love it and because it's right. Bankrate.com. Do not take my word for it. Go to their calculators. It is incredibly empowering. I put in 10 grand with $1 a month deposit, which you can obviously do more than that, with a basic over the course of the stock market's history, up times, down times, middle of the road times, panic times, boom times. Your average over the last 60 years was 7%. Okay, some years it's a lot more, some years it's a lot less, some years you're going to lose some, but here's the average, 7%. Do you know what that 10 grand does for your kid? If you put in an account for them, leave it to them, and see what happens when they turn 70. Let's see here. They're in there for 60 years. We started when they were born, so obviously they'll get even more than this. 10 grand. I don't mean to hold this out, but this is phenomenal. 10 grand will turn into $669,897.18. I'm saying this again. You take their college money. You help them through a local community college. Tell them to put the pedal to the metal, the nose to the grindstone, every other euphemism you can think. Put that money towards a retirement account for your kid instead. They will not only have the private school education up until high school, a paid-for college education, but you put that money into a basic account, the basic stock market goodies you've got out there, proven to deliver 7% on average since, you know, for the last how many decades? That will turn out to be conservatively, that 10 grand, $669,897.18. How would that look for a retirement for them? Not too shabby, huh? So think about this. Forget all the noise out there. They have to go to this school. They have to go to that school. You've never sent a kid to private school. We're all public school. Maybe you end up at the public school. I went to a phenomenal public school. If you want to go to the private school, make it happen. You want to be remembered as a legend when your kids retire? Make it happen. More after this.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing, everyday low prices. Visit MyEnvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's MyEnvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvies.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore. There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing, everyday low prices. Visit MyEnvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's MyEnvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvies.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show with our Back to School special, talking about all kinds of different ways to shake up your little money tree when it comes to your ideas on where to send your kids, where to invest your kids' educational money, be it in a private school near you, maybe a modestly priced one that you know would be a better fit for your kid, maybe a school that offers more diversity, maybe a school that offers more programs that you know your kids are going to be wildly interested in. This is something I wanted to make sure we brought this up before we wrapped up here, because it's something I hadn't even thought of. It's something that's pretty darn impressive, actually. Something I'm hearing from more and more people, and I'm hoping it bears true, you know, for our kids as well. When they are investing their college, their kids' college savings, instead into a local private school, a parochial school, if you're looking for, you know, a school attached to your local synagogue or your church or whatever else, your local community. One thing I'm hearing about that's really kind of piquing my interest: when they're investing the kids' college accounts or money gifted to them from grandparents, instead of doing it for college, giving it to their private school education for elementary school, middle school, and high school, it's very interesting. They're deciding that the early years matter more. They're going to invest the college money into a local primary and secondary school education, sacrificing the college savings in the process. And they're finding that the resume of having their kids go to this modestly priced private school is giving their kids a better chance, a significantly better chance, of getting college scholarships. Okay? This is interesting. They're taking the whatever amount of money per year that they were going to put towards a college education, 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road, and they are investing it in a local private school, elementary, middle school, and high school, and finding that the kids that graduate from these private schools are really significantly, disproportionately granted scholarships, four-year scholarships, to the colleges of their choice based upon the grades, based upon the reputation of the school. And that kind of makes sense to me because, I went to Penn State. You know this. I did not go on any kind of scholarship. So that was not my ride. My parents worked hard for it. I paid for half of my education. My parents paid for the other half. But when you think about it, when you've got kids from all diverse, you know, various neighborhoods and all kinds of backgrounds going to these private schools, coming out with a really strong education, you know, a strong set of, you know, the discipline of it, all the stuff I talked about before. A college or a university is going to be only too happy to maybe give a stronger glance towards these, I say as a compliment, these wonderful goody-two-shoes kids that come out of it with a strong work ethic. They're probably, I'm willing to bet, less likely, perhaps, to get into a lot of trouble on campus because they know their parents, like myself, would kill them if they did. All right? So you know what I'm talking about? I think just the background and the idea of these kids maybe getting a disproportionate, strongly, amazingly, really higher number of scholarships than, say, public school kids, that's something I hadn't thought about. And it makes a lot of sense. It's interesting. So you're finding that that's happening. It's paying off. It's an investment. Some plan on, like I said here, what was sent to me, a lot of people plan on sending their kids to community college for the first 2 years, perhaps, maybe for the first 4 years. And there are also so many other ways, including the financial aid, the loans to pay for college. Something else that struck me, we talked earlier about really creative, dynamic, proven ways to give yourself a leg up when it comes to sending your kids to these private schools. I talked to people who were janitors for a reduced rate getting their kids through the school. They had a free ride for their kids. The bathrooms had never been so sparkling clean. The hallways had never been so beautifully mopped to a beautiful shine every single day. And their kids, as a result, had a free ride to these schools. I also hear from people who expounded upon that and worked for these local colleges and local universities. And once they had established themselves as an employee there, their kids also got a free ride with a couple of, you know, with a couple of obvious caveats. They could not get in any trouble. The instant they got a failing grade, there'd be a big old red flag. They wouldn't be allowed to return. But if these kids kept their nose clean, worked hard, got decent grades, didn't get into trouble, these parents who were able to secure a job at these universities were lucky to have these adult employees there that were making such a great contribution to the place, and they either worked for a somewhat reduced salary sometimes. Sometimes these people who worked as janitors and cafeteria people and professor assistants, whoever knows, whatever. Be creative with what you can do. Be creative with your skills when you approach these universities and say, you know what? I've got a phenomenal kid who's going to be an asset to your university, and I would be an asset to your university in such a way, A, B, C, D, and E. What's the worst thing they can do? Say no? What's the worst thing they can do? Well, this is interesting. Let's expound upon this. What are your skills with X, Y, Z? We happen to need this. And if you can provide that, and they can provide either a free ride for your kid or a greatly reduced ride, everybody's a winner. What I love about the feedback that I'm getting from people coast to coast is that their imagination, their hard work, their ingenuity, their work ethic is making it happen for these kids in these schools when they don't have the money to do it. Or if you're putting your money towards other things, maybe your own retirement, your kids' retirement, keeping a roof over their head. It doesn't always take money to solve these things. It takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of ingenuity. It takes a bit of sacrifice. And when the end result is your kid stepping out at the end of their educational experience from a private school with an amazing experience, or they're coming out from their very highly ranked public school with an amazing experience, and they're going for a free ride to the college of their choice where your hard work is resulting in them having zero college debt, what a freeing feeling that so few people have these days. Imagine what would be possible for your kid if they come out of a private or top-notch public school education into a community college education where they walk out debt-free into the world. My God, the depression I'm hearing about from some people who are saddled with $150,000 worth of college debt, numbers that make me want to throw up my mouth a little bit just hearing about this. Think about what you're setting your kids and your grandkids up for. Where, again, I want you to picture this. An amazing educational experience all the way up through 12th grade, okay? A free, well, I shouldn't say free, but you walk out debt-free after you're done with your college education. You are ramped up for success in unbelievable ways. What would happen to their standing if they wanted to get a loan for a house in their early 20s? And they take one look at your kid and they say, you know what, you got a college education, you are debt-free, and you graduated from all these, you know, various private schools. Talk about a great debt. Talk about a great debt risk. My God, yes, sign here on the dotted line. Think about the ripple effects of you sending your kids to these top-notch schools, be they public or private, having your kid graduate debt-free from college, and then going on and putting that college money into a retirement account where they are going to retire at the top of their game, all thanks to all of your hard work right now. It can be done. This is where we get started on it. If I can do it, you can do it as well. And I love the input from everybody. As usual, I had 25 pages printed out. I got to page 3. We got to do this more next week, guys. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap and small.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.